And that was the Cubasonics from Edmonton, from their most recently released CD, their fourth, called Play. And that was a potpourri of folk tunes showcasing a variety of exotic traditional Ukrainian instruments, from the sapilka, the fipple flute, whatever a fipple is, the duda, bagpipe, talenka, an overtone flute, dumba, which is a jaw harp, and buhai, a friction drum, and zhurivel, a double reed pipe. Again, that was the Cubasonics, and they named that tune Pictures from the Exhibition. Вітаю вас всіх, шановні радіослухачі, на двомовну радіопередачу «Наш голос», яка передається із чудового Ванкуверського острову. Дякую, що рішили перебути зі мною наступного дня послухати чудову українську музику. Hello there, and welcome to Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio, coming to you from beautiful Vancouver Island, Canada, for PCJ Radio. I'm Paulette Demchuk-Macquarie, your host, known also as Pavlina in Ukrainian circles. Thank you so much for joining me for another hour of Nash Holos. And whether you're tuning in via AM, FM, shortwave, the live online stream, or via podcast, welcome, vitayu. We have another great program lined up for you. Melak Sheket from Lviv's Ukrainian Jewish Heritage Center will join us with a Ukrainian Jewish Heritage feature. Vasil Pavlovsky has a cultural capsule for you, and Irina Bell of the Ukrainian Hour in Ottawa will be by with her Chisnalevet Did You Know feature. And as usual, a proverb of the week, other items of interest, and plenty of great Ukrainian music. And coming up next is Zubrivka, who will be performing at the Ukrainian Toronto Festival on the weekend of September 17th and 18th and 19th, and which is just right around the corner. And here they are now from their CD, Home Again Znovu Vdoma, with Chum Ty Ne Prishow, Why Didn't You Come?
Місяць зійшов, я тебе чекала. Чи коня нема, чи стежки не знав, мати не пускала. Я знав, і мати пускала. Найменша сестра, подай не зросла, сітельце сховала. Найменша сестра, подай не зросла, сітельце сховала. Сестра сідельце знайшла, коня осідлала. Твої братіку, до дівчинки, що тебе чекала. Твої братіку, до дівчинки, що тебе чекала. Дякую.
Bowen Arts of Edmonton proudly presents the 2010 Canadian Concert Tour of the legendary and internationally acclaimed Vyrsky Ukrainian National Dance Company. The tour starts in Vancouver on October 7th at the Vancouver Centre of the Performing Arts, 777 Homer Street in downtown Vancouver. Showtime, 7:30 p.m. Next stop will be the Kelowna Community Theatre on October 8th and the Sagebrush Theatre in Kamloops on October 9th. Then Vyrsky continues eastward into Alberta, Saskatchewan, Manitoba, Quebec, and Ontario. Don't miss this spectacular performance by a world-renowned ensemble that the New York Times describes as astonishing. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster or call 604-280-4444 in Vancouver, 250-860-1470 in Kelowna, or 250-374-5483 in Kamloops. For more information, visit www.bowenarts.com. That's BOENArts.com.
The English-Ukrainian Directory is a unique and valuable resource guide to Canada's Ukrainian community. Publishing since 2000, it's the only one of its kind in Western Canada. In it, you'll find information about community organizations, schools, artists, dance groups, musicians, choirs, churches, businesses and professionals, government, and more. It's distributed free of charge and also offers free online search and information links. To find out more about the English-Ukrainian Directory, visit eudirectory.net. and a musical marvel who goes by the name of Vasil Papadyuk, and he is formerly from Ukraine and now living in Ottawa. And he was in Toronto for some time, where he developed a cabaret act called Papadyuk, and this is just an amazing, incredibly talented musician. He grew up in a musical household. His father was a violinist as well, and he took to the violin like a duck to water, and he joined a group called Hopak Ukrainian Folk Dance Company, which is unfortunately not together anymore, but they did before they disbanded, came to Canada in 1993. They were here in Vancouver at the Centennial Theatre, and when I saw this guy on stage, just the hair stood up on the back of my neck, and I thought this young fellow is going to go far, and he has, and here in Canada, in fact, and so Ukraine's loss is our gain. Again, that was Vasil Papadyuk from his CD, 10,000 Miles, and that song was Hutsulka Ksenia. And before Vasil, you heard the Canadian Banduras Capella from Toronto, and Oi Uluzi Chervona Kalena, the Guelder Rose in the Meadow. And up next, another Ontario group. This is quartet from Ajax, Ontario, and they call themselves Dunai. They're also going to be at the Toronto Festival this coming weekend, and this is from their CD called Soundscape, and an original composition called Zvuki Gitare, Sound of the Guitar.
Зустрілись тобою каштани біліли, а очі сіяли блакить. Уста солоденькі, мов вишні рожеві, без тебе не можу я жить. Звуки гітари лунають, ми бавились разом вночі. Чи будеш зі мною до ранку, довірити себе? Ходім же зі мною, я завжди з тобою, це молодість наша весна. Тебе, моя люба, на крилах кохання, в житті мені доля дала. Звуки гітари лунають, ми бавились разом вночі.
Thank you.
You're listening to Nash Holos, Ukrainian Roots Radio, broadcasting from Vancouver Island, Canada, for PCJ Radio. Here now is Melach Sheket, Executive Director of the Jewish Heritage Center in Lviv, with a perspective on Ukrainian Jewish heritage.
On the Jewish calendar, the month of Elul is a time of repentance in preparation for the Jewish high holidays of Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. The Jewish calendar does not generally correspond with the Gregorian and Julian calendars, as it is based on the moon phases. This year, however, Elul corresponds very closely with September, Vereshin. In the ancient Jewish dialect of Aramaic, the word Elul means search, which is appropriate as this is the time of a year when we search our hearts. Tradition teaches that the month of Elul is an ideal time for repentance. This mood of repentance builds through the month of Elul to the period of Slichot, to Rosh Hashanah, and finally to Yom Kippur. During the month of Elul, from the second day to the 28th, the shofar is blown after morning services every weekday. The shofar is a hollowed-out ram's horn. The custom of blowing shofar is a call to repentance. It is essentially a wake-up call to rouse us from our complacency. When done properly, the blast of the shofar is a very piercing sound. Elul is also a time to begin the process of asking forgiveness for wrongs done to other people. According to Jewish tradition, God cannot forgive us for sins committed against another person until we have first obtained forgiveness from the person we have wronged. This is not as easy a task as you might think. That is why so much emphasis is placed on it. Many Jewish people visit cemeteries during Elul because the awe-inspiring nature of this time makes us think about the life and eternity. A great number of pilgrims from around the world visit these sacred sites in Ukraine. Some come to pray even for just a few hours. At these holiest of sites, people light candles, recite psalms, and leave requests, called kvitlach in Yiddish. The pilgrims ask the tzaddikim, righteous rabbis, to pray for them in front of the Almighty, that all the needy will get saved of all their troubles. Such sacred sites in Ukraine are located in Uman, Medjugorje, Hanopil, Berdichev, and many other places. The list is endless. As the month of Elul draws to a close, the mood of repentance becomes more urgent. Prayers for forgiveness, called slichot, often pronounced slichus in Yiddish, are added to the daily cycle of religious services. The first slichot service of the holiday season is usually a large community service held around midnight on the night after the Shabbos ends, that is, after nightfall on Saturday before Rosh Hashanah. The entire community, including men, women, and older children, attend the service. During Soviet times, it was impossible to practice their religious traditions in Ukraine. Jewish holy sites and synagogues were destroyed. Jewish leaders were imprisoned or sent to labor camps in Siberia. any Jews who openly practice their faith were in danger of losing their jobs, and they and their children were excluded from higher education and opportunities to further their careers. The brutality of the Soviet era is still keenly felt. Jews remain spiritually scarred, and this is sadly reflected in Jewish life and Ukraine today. It is a bitter irony that while pilgrims travel freely from many corners of the world to practice their faith here in Ukraine, many Jews who live here still hesitate to join them. Perhaps with time that will change. Since Ukraine became independent, we are once again free to worship without putting our livelihoods in danger. Many Jewish monuments and holy sites are being restored. Many are still waiting for permissions from the reluctant local municipalities, along with community centers and schools. Of course, our community in Ukraine is not what it was before the Soviets and World War II, but we have hope for a better future. Once again, Jewish people feel at home in Ukraine. 2 weeks from today, I will tell you about the Jewish high holidays of Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, and Sukkot, and how they are observed in Ukraine. Until then, shalom.
Thank you, Melech. For more information on the work of the Jewish Heritage Center in Lviv, visit jewishheritage.org.ua.
Стояла під тим дубом, криниця стояла. В тій криниці дівча воду брала, в тій криниці дівча воду брала. Серце засмутило козакове серце. А хто ж теє відерце дістане той зіною наручничок стане. Тобою на рушничок стану.
Calendar Blast from the Past comes courtesy a group from Edmonton by the name of Dumka, and this is a group that's had many incarnations. This one happened to have been recorded back in 1980-something. I don't see a year on the... here we go, 1983. And it's the name of the album is Soundscapes, not Soundscape like Dunai's. Very close, but this one is plural. And the song is Tuman Yarum, and that means a mist in the ravine, and that's something that we're going to be seeing a lot of, have already started seeing here on the West Coast, and now that fall has arrived. Again, that was Dumka with Tuman Yarum.
This is Irina Bell, producer and host of the Ukrainian Hour on Chin Radio in Ottawa, with a Did You Know Chiznalevi segment, and special greetings to the listeners of Nash Holos. Did you know that Martha Palamarek Bielish was Alberta's first female senator? Martha Bielish died of natural causes on May 18th at the age of 94. Her appointment to the Senate in 1979 was made possible by the Persons Case, launched by the Famous Five, a group of Alberta women who, in 1929, won a court ruling that finally recognized women as persons who had the right to hold public office. But it wasn't until 50 years later that then Prime Minister Joe Clark appointed Bielish, prominent in the Women's Institute and a tireless advocate for women's issues, to the upper chamber. Also, the first female senator of Ukrainian heritage, Martha Bielish served until 1990, when she reached the mandatory retirement age of 75.
Дуже дякую, Ірино. Many thanks to Irina Bell of the Ukrainian radio program in Ottawa for sharing Chiznaleve, Did You Know, with Nash Holos listeners. You can catch her show Sundays at 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, which is, of course, 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, streaming live at www.chinradioottawa.com.
Для мене, коханий, я люблю вас, а ви, може, ще не прийшов той час, я люблю вас, а ви, може, я не для вас, я люблю вас, а ви, може, ще не прийшов той час. Я люблю вас, а ви, може, я не для вас. І щодня ми разом, все між нами звичайно. Коли ж зможете ви розгадати цю тайну? Я люблю вас, а ви, може, ще не прийшов той час, я люблю вас, а ви, може, я не для вас, я люблю вас, а ви, може, ще не прийшов той час, я люблю вас, а ви, може, я не для вас.
для вас. Я люблю вас, а ви, може, ще не прийшов той час. Я люблю вас, а ви, може, я не для вас.
And that was Montreal's Oksana Senkyo from her CD Priznanya and a song called Znayomy Syuzhet, which translates roughly as familiar story. Since it's a song about unrequited love, however, probably more like same old story. And Oksana Senkyo was one of the performers at the Montreal Ukrainian Festival, which just wrapped up just a couple of hours ago. And incidentally, that is the topic of Vasil Pavlovsky's Cultural Capsule. And Cultural Capsule is brought to you by the Toronto Ukrainian Festival, which will be taking place this coming weekend in the Bloor West Village, and that's September 17th till 19th. Details at ukrainianfestival.com or call 416-410-9965. Now here's Vasil.
Hello, I'm Vasil Pavlovsky, and this is Cultural Capsule, especially for Nash Holos. Summer in the Northern Hemisphere is slowly coming to a close. It seems when you leave a place for a while, all kinds of changes take place. More or less left Montreal in the spring of 1999 for Ukraine, I had an idea of what was going on in the community, but I had no idea of what would happen while I was gone. However, I did find out soon enough through individuals from my hometown with whom I was in touch with via email. Sometime after my departure, a group of people were brought together under the auspices of the local branch of the Ukrainian Canadian Congress to sow the seeds of what would become an annual event. But not without its growing pains. Eventually, under the guidance of a handful of individuals in the community, a new organization was formed called the St. Volodymyr Cultural Association, which had but one focused goal: to do something that still had not been done in Montreal, though was definitely worthwhile given the multicultural nature of the city, and that goal was to host a Ukrainian festival in our city. While its beginnings may have been humble, the festival is in its 11th year and is growing to something that is worth a visit to Montreal for if you want a flavor of something Ukrainian. I've heard of friends who get together at the festival every year to sit back, enjoy the entertainment, eat some food, and enjoy some beverages. So in short, the festival has begun to gather somewhat of a following. As would imagine, organizers would draw from local talent, particularly in the early years, and the festival still to this day helps nurture the young talents in the Montreal Ukrainian community, as well as providing a stage for dance ensembles and individuals who have come to make Montreal their home. People like Oksana Senkyo, who is a Ukrainian born in Norilsk in the far northeastern region of Russia and who emigrated to Canada in 1991 via settling back in Ukraine with her parents in 1978. She's been involved in the Ukrainian community since moving here. Another transplant is Charlene Todoshchuk of the Todoshchuk Sisters, originally from Winnipeg and now living and working in Montreal, and who is both an accomplished singer and artist. The festival is dependent on the generous and long hours of work of the volunteers of the St. Volodymyr Cultural Association of Montreal, and they, together with their many sponsors, are providing many Montrealers a taste of what it is to be Ukrainian in one of North America's most vibrant and multicultural cities. I'm Vasily Pavlovsky, and this week's Cultural Capsule featured the Montreal Ukrainian Festival.
And Cultural Capsule was brought to you by the Toronto Ukrainian Festival, taking place in the Bloor West Village Friday, September 17th till Sunday, September 19th. You can find more details at the Ukrainian Festival website, which is ukrainianfestival.com, or call the festival hotline at 416-410-9965. Up next is the headline act for the Toronto Ukrainian Festival. From Ukraine, they're called Madheads. Here they are now with Come and Be Mine.
What I see that paper, I got sold in my
You're listening to Nash Holos, Ukrainian Roots Radio, broadcasting from Vancouver Island, Canada, for PCJ Radio. And once again, that was Vasil Papadiuk of Ottawa from that same CD, 10,000 Miles and Late Night Jam. For the very best in Ukrainian music from all corners of the globe, tune in to Nash Holos, Ukrainian Roots Radio, coming to you courtesy Keith Perron and PCJ Radio. This broadcast will be archived at the PCJ website, which is pcjmedia.com. And you'll find out more about Nash Holos and catch the Vancouver broadcast at the Nash Holos website, which is nashholos.com, and that is nashholos.com. Our time together is just about up, but before I leave you, some Ukrainian words of wisdom. Nauka i pracja nikole ne kinchajutsya. And our proverb of the week translates as, there is never any end to study or work. Well, that about wraps up our program, so I'll leave you with the female beat from Winnipeg from their first CD, and the beat goes on, and the Hot Kolomeka. I'm Pavlina Demchuk-McQuarrie on behalf of all of us here at Nash Holos and PCJ Radio. Thanks so much for listening. Until next time, do pobaczenia.